If evil looks ordinary, even mundane, until it is too late, then Zeligman Ivan looked more ordinary than most. He was a small, thin man of apparent middle age, with a long, drawn face that had a chin far too large, a beak-like nose, two beady little brown eyes, and short gray hair. His beard was a close-cropped goatee, only slightly less gray than his hair, and his thin, short mustache was both small and gray enough to be invisible from any distance. He wore the clothing of a respectable anchor, a brown corduroy suit and string tie, with faded brown dress boots and a peculiar formal round hat, and he sat on a horse, upright and unmoving. Overall, Zeligman Ivan riding through Flux was a comical sight, but there was nothing at all comical about the man himself. They watched him come, as only those who live in Flux and are driven mad by it can watch, and they licked their lips. They were mad, and they were deadly, but they were not stupid. Stupid people do not last long in Flux. Any man riding alone in Flux could read the strings, the multicolored bands of energy that were the roads through the reddish, crackling nothingness of the void. And anyone riding alone had to be a wizard, for without power, you were quickly dead. This, too, they took into account, but again, it didn't bother them severely. There were wizards, and there were wizards. Ivan had no idea they were there until they struck. Sounds traveled only a short distance in Flux before being smothered, and visibility was always quite limited, as in a thick fog. Suddenly, from all around him rose horrible shapes, gigantic shapes that reached upwards of 10 meters or more. Growling, drooling, snarling monsters that looked frighteningly real. His horse stopped and reared back in panic, and it took all his effort for a moment to keep from being thrown, but he managed to calm the frightened animal and look around at the threatening horde of hissing and slobbering horrors. He smiled. Ivan knew that these were mere projections, a false wizard's convincing and threatening show of his or her own imagination without real threat. He had a rifle in his saddle, but did not draw it, instead waiting for the attackers to tire of this and show themselves.